I think it's critical that we have examples like yourself to be highlighted as a case study. I'm real big on, I have a sales background, I have a business background, and so I think like business similar, like, so I really appreciate you talking about your household as a business, a bank account. And I look at from a business perspective, you often learn through case studies. So you look at what successful businesses do, what successful people do. And I think us as a community, we need positive case studies and models on how we can go from A to B, C to D, you know. And so I appreciate you giving us an opportunity to highlight some of what you went through to not just get to the point of having the vision, but also like once you had the vision, it didn't just stop there. You
No.
kept working at it, kept taking advantage of other opportunities along the way.
Yeah.
I don't want to say a never ending, but it just seems like always a seeming desire to do something went the next level. Like once we get to this point, great, but what's next? And so
Exactly.
having that forward thinking mindset, having foresight and using that to plan ahead and attack the goals. Shout out to the Gyra Family Farm, man. That's greatly appreciated. Before we wrap up and get out of here, is there any last sort of words or takeaways that you might want to leave with the audience before we close out?
Well, I encourage everyone of this: grow some type of food. It doesn't matter if your backyard is as big as a kitchen table, grow something. If it's just one tomato plant, one cucumber, a little bit of basil, grow. I want you to think about this. The reason why we have poor in this nation is not because there's not a lack of food. It's behind a paywall for people to be able to access it. So if you have a little garden, if you've ever had a garden, you know this for sure. Anytime you've had a garden, you are always giving away to people. Hey, have some squash. You have some zucchini. Have some tomato. What comes out? Gregarious giving emanates from people when they have their own garden, their own food. So if we truly want to help the poor, if we truly
Abundance.
want to be able to help individuals to be able to have healthy food, everyone grows something. It's economics 101. Supply goes up, demand stays the same, price goes down. If everyone in Durham, think about this, if everyone in Durham grew tomatoes in the backyard, how much would tomatoes be at Food Lion? Nothing. And the people who couldn't, for whatever reason, grow tomatoes, and they didn't have a lot of resources, when they go, they can get fresh tomatoes for next to nothing because the supply has gone up so much. The reason why eggs are $7 and $8 a dozen is because the supply went down, the demand went up, and egg prices went up. The supply went down with the avian flu. They wiped out millions upon millions of birds, completely just killed them out, turkeys too. And then, in addition to that, the gas prices, everything runs on gas. The tanker freighter that's coming across the ocean runs on gas. The trains run on gas. Tractor trailers run on gas. The tractors run on gas. Everything's run on gas. So when you're taking corn and barley and all the things to feed chickens, and everything's running on gas, and gas goes up by 35, 40, 50%, along with the avian flu, what happens is you have a supply that shoots down. And when you have a supply that shoots down like that, your price is going to go up. I encourage people, grow things. And if you do, if you said, you know what? I've always wanted to have a farm, because I can't tell you how many times I've heard that heard that line a lot. If that is truly your heart's desire, be diligent with the small amount of property you have, and watch God bless you and multiply what you have.
Be diligent with what you have, I think is so key. That's like, man, be diligent with what you have. If that's really what you want, you gotta put the, like you said earlier, you gotta pedal so that
Got pedal.
So that God can do the rest of the work. I really greatly appreciate you. If you haven't already, we got the link for the family farm in the description. Before we get out of here, Gyra, like, why that name? Why Gyra? Let's wrap it up here with that last question. I'm
All right,
sorry to
so
do that to you.
no, it's fine. If people ask this all the time, because there's a lot of people who've never heard of that name, and some people have heard, like, what's the deal? So I was going to name the business something completely different. I came up with the graphic and everything because I love doing graphics and stuff. And I came up with a completely different name. And in my devotions, I just felt like that wasn't it. That wasn't supposed to be the name. And so I really was given this name, Jireh Family Farm. And Jireh comes from an old, old Hebrew story, probably about 5,000 years ago, of a man by the name of Abraham, and he was promised that he would be a father. The problem is the dude was like in his 80s, and his wife was too. And he looked at himself, he looked at his wife, he's like, I don't know how in the world we're going to be it. Parents when we're this old. But God was faithful. And at the age of 98 years old, scripture says that he actually bore a child with his wife, who was also 98 years old as well. It was miraculous, obvious. Yeah. Well, 13 years later, the boy is, you know, a preteen doing his thing. And God comes back to this guy, Abraham, and says, hey, Abraham. He's like, yeah, what's up? He says, you see your son over there that you love? He's like, yeah, man, God, thank you so much, man. I've been wanting a boy all my life, and I can pass on my assets too and have a legacy. He says, yeah, I need you to take him. I need for you to take him up to that mountain, and I need for you to sacrifice him to me. And Abraham was obviously beside himself, but the man was obedient. Somehow he just knew, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just know that I'm supposed to do whatever God tells me. So he literally took his 13-year-old boy up on a mountain, tied him up, put him on an altar, had a flint knife, and was literally about to slay his own boy that he was promised for 98 years. And just before he was about to come down, an angel said, stop, don't touch the boy. Now I know you fear God, and I'm going to bless you more than you've ever been blessed. And so that boy's name was Isaac, and his child was Jacob, and the 12 tribes of Israel actually came from that lineage. And so, and it actually says in scripture, it says, on this mountain, I will provide. And the word in Hebrew that says provide, God will provide, is Jireh. So we named our farm Jireh Family Farm because we had zero resources to start this thing. It's not like, you know, we got a big sale and I had, you know, $150,000. Like, oh, let's start a farm. No. We started with nothing. I told you we started our chickens.
Started with debt. Started with investing before the loan.
$1,000, right? That's basically was the inception of our farm. And from there, little by little, by the grace of God, he's been able to just provide for us. And we're sometimes just really marveled at what we have and what we've been able to build in the 6.5 years that we, or actually 6 years that we've actually started the farm. And we know that if we put our faith in him and we're obedient and we do things with the right attitude and the right perspective, that we cannot fail. Impossible to fail. And it gives us a surety. It gives us confidence to take those steps. It takes us confidence to take big risks sometimes. We're like, where in the world is the money going to come from this? But we just have this confidence because Jireh, God provides, Jehovah Jireh. And so that's the reason why we have our name here, Jireh Family Farm.
There you go. Yo, y'all know what it is. Emmanuel, thank you so much for joining. We're going to close it out right here. This is the G-Shit Podcast. What a great episode, so insightful. I greatly appreciate Jireh Family Farms, Emmanuel Jarvis, coming on to share that story. Everybody, if you haven't subscribed already, make sure you do that. G-S-H-P-O-D. Subscribe on YouTube, the only place you'll see these live episodes. We're out here now. This is the outro music. I appreciate the Jireh Family Farm again. Ha!